B-Pod Studios.
It's time for you to sound off.
You gotta be facing me. What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
Oh, you don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's keep going. Sound off.
All righty, it's time for Sound Off. The Sound Off number. Keep it handy for the weekend and see what the Phillies do against the Marlins without Bryce Harper. 610-771-9705. You got something to say, hit us up, leave us a message. You may make it to the big show.
I was kind of torn about Wentz. I think bottom line, I think if Kessler and Sudfeld didn't get hurt, I think he would have played yesterday. I mean, I still would have played him at least a couple of series. You got to remember, he hasn't played since December. That's a lot of rust to shake off.
It is, but put it on a scale. Rust, Wentz healthy. What do you got? Wentz healthy wins, doesn't it?
Lackluster at best last night. Everybody's chirping about McCown's performance. Yeah, he's played against guys that probably won't even make the team.
Incorrect.
It's a hollow 17 for 24. Two touchdowns, if you ask me.
No, not for a guy who barely knows like seven plays in the playbook. That was an excellent effort. He was sharper than I ever thought he could be. He made a couple throws. I mean, listen, I hear what you're talking about, the competition, and it wasn't the starters late in the game when he did all that stuff, but he still made some good throws by hanging in the pocket.
I said it a couple days ago, I'll say it again, cut that Jake Elliott immediately. Sign Carly Lloyd. Do anything that Jake
Carly
Elliott
Lloyd.
He sucked.
We haven't really discussed that. Oh, he's not having a great preseason.
Oh, Kiki Boy?
But Kiki Boy, I'm telling you, Kiki Boy, you never can tell about Kiki Boys. They're like bullpen guys. You never know if they're going to have stuff.
Their leg gets stale?
Right. I mean, the Cody Parkey, remember Cody Parkey? We were all enamored with Cody Parkey, and all of a sudden he goes dead. You know, I hope it doesn't happen to this kid, but it seems like He has a devil-may-care attitude when he's got to kick it 50 or more, and he seems like he clams up when it's 35 and in.
So we're pitching Aaron Nola every 5 days now. Okay, so now this is something good. This is something that Ricky Botalico would probably do as a pitching coach. He would have made that move a month ago. Don't wait this long in the year to do something like that. 5 days is good for Aaron Nola.
No, it is, but you still don't want to wear a guy out. Aaron Nola's not the hardiest of guys. So, I think they've handled him the right way.
You can't tiptoe through football except you're worrying about getting hurt. If you're worrying about getting hurt, play golf. There's injuries. If not, pick up a golf club and play golf. That's nonsense.
There's an old school guy. Come on, brother. You got to think this through. If he gets hurt, their season's over. So what are you put your fingers in your nose the whole year? If he's not Carson Wentz tonight, your quarterback with no chance to win the Super Bowl? Stop it.
Saturday, Mike, guess what? We'll be rocking that reigning, defending Super Bowl champion Tom Brady jersey in the middle of all you loser Eagle fans.
Dude, you really got to do that? I mean, you're a Patriots fan, Tom Brady fan, and you... See, that to me... hints of a little jealousy. I don't know if there's any reason for you to be jealous if you're a Patriots fan, but it seems like a little jealousy.
That's Andrews Seljunas because he's whipped. Getting married during Eagles football season, that's a disgrace. When I got married in 2012, I laid the law down. Okay?
It's the okay guy calling our line because I believe that today the boys in the midday banned him. Martinez finally got fed up with him because he insulted his hockey.
Yes.
He's been carrying this guy. As soon as the guy goes into the venue of hockey and it offended him because he called him a yes man for the Flyers, now he's banned.
Now he's out.
Yeah.
Everybody's hopped up on the Eagles' offense. And I think their offense is going to be pretty damn good. But you know what? Their defense, I believe, is going to be even better. I think their defense is going to be top five this year. I just got a feeling that that front four that they're putting together is going to be a very solid defense. Go Birds.
I hope you're right. I don't see it as a top five defense because the linebackers and cornerbacks are kind of suspect at this point.
No, we got five Super Bowl wins. Finish favor, quote Dallas with that, okay? When was the last time you were even relevant? What, because you won one Eastern title in how many years? Give me a break.
At first, I thought that guy was imitating Charles Barkley. And on that note, Charles Barkley will do his annual co-hosting next week.
Oh, is that right?
I believe it's Thursday of next week.
Oh, yay!
Chuck will be sitting in that seat.
Can't wait.
All right, let's close it down.
The best today of Sound Art. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are the limits?
Because I don't like
them. Then bring it. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your Sound Off gets on.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.